Squirrels and Robots, Episode 77. Thank you, Zachary and Chris, for the generous donations via PayPal. It's extremely appreciated. Thank you, and thank you. Thank you.
Can I buy candy with it?
No, we still have to pay off your root canal, dude.
You know, I don't know why I have to pay money if I still feel like poop. I feel like I give money, and Dr. Person punches me in the face, and I say thank you, and limp away in pain. Yeah, it doesn't seem right.
Yeah, well, that's the state of medicine these days. Anyway, news! There's gonna be an Interview with the Vampire series on AMC in 2022.
I think vampires are starting to make a comeback. I mean, it's been a while since we had, like, a really good vampire movie. And you know, then there was that whole Twilight thing, which kind of ruined everything. But now, we're bringing it back to Anne Rice. You know, Vampire the Masquerade is getting a new game, and another vampire game called Redfall looks really good. You know, the vampire cycle's coming around again, mate. Let's hope it doesn't suck.
That was terrible.
Oh, dude. When AI knows your jokes are bad, they're really bad.
Oh, I tried.
Try harder.
I hope they don't muck it up, you know, the vampire thing. I mean, make it all weird and preachy, you know, like they're doing with everything.
You know, I'm not terribly invested in the series, or anything else for that matter, to get totally outraged by casting choices or whatever. You know, I'll be able to glean what I need from any trailers that might roll out over the next few months, and figure out whether I want to watch it based on that.
Oh, speaking of casting decisions, there was a bit of a row on the internet when Neil Gaiman's Sandman series revealed their actors. Did you see that?
Yeah, again, I don't care enough to get bent out of shape about it, you know? Though Patton Oswalt is just an odd choice to basically have in anything at this point. Like, he's everywhere. Everyone else, hopefully they will do a good job because the internet will let them know if they don't. Even if the internet is wrong.
You know, I think the main issue people had was the casting of Death.
Why?
You know, I think people had issues with the actor not, you know, looking like the source material.
Yeah, well, neither did Michael Keaton when they played Batman, but it somehow worked. Oh, dude, same thing with the casting of Zazie Beetz as Domino in Deadpool 2. Everyone complained for, like, 2 minutes until they actually watched their performance and was like, okay, I'll shut up now.
Domino was great in that movie. She needs, like, her own little movie. You know? I think that would be great. I always lose at dominoes. You just keep getting knocked over all the time. How do you win this game? How do you win?
You know, here's the thing. I know the Sandman Death character is like this odd little goth icon from the 90s or whatever, and that goth aesthetic has been set in stone since, like, the 50s, okay?
The 50s?
Yeah, Vampyra, the Munsters, Adam Family. Yo, it goes way back in pop culture, dude.
Hey, right.
So, of course, people are gonna get all bent out of shape when someone attempts to modify that long-standing template. But hey, the whole goth punk genre is about not being like everyone else. And I kinda think people forgot that, okay? So if you expect every goth girl to be some pasty-looking thing from a comic, you're probably missing the point and meaning of that genre. And honestly, I've met some goths who kinda shunned other goths merely because they didn't have the same clothes or makeup or hairstyle or taste in music. And I'm like, really, dude? Really?
The nonconformists have become the conformists! Run!
But whatever. I tend to judge people on a person-by-person basis and try to approach casting decisions like that as well. Not to say I wouldn't be a bit bent out of shape if they cast Patton Oswalt as Death, but again, you don't like the casting choice? Don't watch it.
Well, didn't Neil Gaiman kind of, like, have a hand in picking those actors?
I believe so. And if that's the case, as long as the creator of the content is on board with it, why not just see where it goes? I mean, I can see people being bent out of shape if Neil was like, I had no choice in any of these casting decisions and I have no faith in their ability to handle the source material. Then, I'd be a bit worried. But hey, it's Neil Gaiman. He hasn't done a lot wrong, as far as I know, creatively.
He did marry Amanda Palmer.
I said creatively.
You know, I like Amanda Palmer. You know, Dresden Dolls, Ella, and all that was amazing work. I mean, she's kind of artsy now, though, to be honest, isn't she?
Yeah, well, she can afford to be. So whatever. Everyone, give it a chance. If it sucks, you'll know. Move on to something else. There is plenty of other things to absorb and get involved in. And you know, don't limit your definition of goth either, okay? For I have seen many claiming to be that weren't, and many who never thought they were, but totally are.
Oh, Zack Snyder's Justice League is getting a 4K release. Do I care?
I don't know if I do. I mean, you know, the whole Zack Snyder trilogy for DC was okay, I guess. You know, for my taste, I kind of liked his Dawn of the Dead from 2004, Watchmen was really good, and Sucker Punch was alright.
I thought DC Snyder was okay. Yeah, Snyder's DC movies were good, right? But not great, you know? Almost great? Oh, I don't know. Something was missing there, you know, that didn't make them perfect. You know, but here we are complaining that superhero films weren't the apex of cinema perfection, you know? It's just bombastic in this day and age, you know? Movies didn't make me terribly happy, oh. You know, okay, I kind of think the bar was set really high for those movies, since there already was a ton of well-received Marvel films out there already, you know? I mean, Marvel was already up to the Avengers by the time Man of Steel came out. Kinda hard to catch up to that and make it better, so I'll say as live-action DC movies go, they were the better of them. Bring back Michael Keaton as Batman!
They will. He's gonna be in that new Flash movie that's coming out for some reason.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's gonna be an alternate dimension type Flash movie with all sorts of time-leaping shenanigans and such. I'll take what I can get at this point.
But I want a Danny Elfman score to really sell it, damn it.
Oh, speaking of Danny Elfman, did you listen to that new album?
Yeah, I did. And it is a lot artsier than I would have expected.
Yeah, it was a bit all over the place, wasn't it? I liked the musical acid trip that was Danny E's artistic exploration. Oh, I saw things.
No, I mean, it was good, but if you're expecting Oingo Boingo, don't expect Oingo Boingo, okay? Expect, Forbidden Zone in a blender, all right?
Final doesn't fit in a blender.
It does if you break it into little pieces.
Oh, technicalities are cruel!
Now, speaking of music, Peter Murphy from Bauhaus came out with a rarities collection which contained a handful of B-sides and, remixes.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of remixes, you know. Every once in a while there's a good one, but usually trash. Though I would listen to a KMFDM Peter Murphy remix, you know. Maybe a remix by Angel Spit. Oh, or Mindless Self-Indulgence. Oi, Jimmy Urine! Remix of Peter Murphy album, just, you know, for the laughs. Alright, the lulls. Think of it.
Yeah, well, whatever. I'm just letting Peter Murphy fans know there's a few more songs out there to listen to. Let's see, other than that, the crippling heat wave is slowly coming to an end, buildings have been falling all over the place, and one schmuck with a sign managed to derail the entire Tour de France in another week of being trapped on this madhouse we call Earth.
Oi, that person at the Tour de France, I mean, who holds up a sign in the road during a bike race? It was terrifying and funny to watch. But I hope everyone is okay, even though it gave me a bit of glee on a cartoon violence level sort of way of entertainment.
You know, I feel like every country since 2020 is vying for the dumbest citizen trophy, because it's just been week after week of dumb people doing dumb things constantly. Can we just do away with all safety features and let nature run its course, at least for a couple of months, please?
You know, that would make finding a parking spot a lot easier.
You know, we need a you're-on-your-own petition to get lawmakers to do away with common-sense safety features. You know, just let people run amok. I'll stay inside for the next couple of months again. I'm fine.
You know, it's weird, because no one wants to be told what to do until they hurt themselves, and then they're like, oi, why didn't someone tell me not to do this? Well, that's how humans pass the blame. It's not their fault they did something stupid. It's the company for not warning them about the dangers of drinking fabric softeners.
Humanity is astoundingly stupid.
To be fair, fabric softener does make my tummy feel light and fluffy after a few minutes in the dryer. So you know, then I can eat more. So that was you? Why? No. Jermaine was all up in my face, accusing me of vomiting all over her unmentionables in a dryer, alright? Alright, I might be into some weird things, but that is not one of them. It was you! You did it! Unmentionables? Well, maybe if someone mentioned it, I wouldn't have used those bras as vomit holders. There was no warning. It was unmentioned.
Yeah, I'm leaving. Josie!
What?
Wrap it up.
Be sure to follow on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and wherever else we may be. Episodes no longer available on YouTube are now being posted on Newgrounds. Twitch streams are every Sunday and Wednesday, and has been for a half a decade.
Yeah, you know, that fat carrot has been consistent. I'll give him that.
Also support on Patreon or PayPal or check any of the links in the description to help out and get yourself goodies, such as shirts, stickers, or mugs.
Yeah, we're still paying off Pilsy's root canal, and this ain't gonna get done until the end of August.
Doctor says I need to heal first before they can do more drilly filly work. Yeah, root canals are really drawn out for some reason. You know, I do miss having my face be numb now.
Yet your brain still is.
Pot stickers for lunch is all I have to say to you. Pot stickers.
Later, everyone. Thanks again for the support, goodies, and all that fun stuff. Spread the word. Let humanity know we exist, even if they're too stupid to listen.
You know, I think in this day and age, when common sense is like a superpower, being hyper-logical must be looked upon like being a nefarious supervillain.
And when logic is vilified, we're all doomed.
Oh, that's the name of one of your albums on Spotify and Bandcamp.
Yeah, I know.
Do you, though?
Yes?
So tell me, what's it like being a supervillain?
Being logical is not villainy.
Well, Twitter says otherwise, mate.
Oh, humanity, stop. Logic is logic, just like math is math, okay? 2 + 2 = 4. It doesn't matter how you feel about it.
You know, they're working on a new math that actually factors in the feels.
Oh, God. And people wonder why buildings are collapsing.
Well, I think that was the integrity of the concrete being compromised by the surrounding salt in the seawater in the air.
All right, fine. But math is still math.
You know, seawater is so salty. I tried drinking it to get my electrolytes and I just ended up in a hospital.
Don't drink seawater, you idiot.
Well, that's what the doctor said, too. Wow, you are logical. ¶¶